Blog Talk Radio.
Of the book, The Sisterhood Exchange, and that wrapped up last week. So I am now moving forward with another amazing project, and I'll make that announcement before tonight's show ends. I'm doing an abbreviated version tonight, since the discussion will not be as intense and as elaborate as they have been over the past several weeks as we went through each chapter of the Sisterhood Exchange radio show. So before I get into tonight's show, let me just say that I am your very grateful host, Michelle Hollinger, and I welcome you to the Sisterhood Exchange radio show. The number to call in if you'd like to ask a question, make a comment, or share some brilliant insight is, what is the phone number? Oh, ha! As if I don't know. And I know you guys already are saying it now, too. 646-595-2081. You know to press 1 if you'd like to join me on the air. There is also a Facebook page called The Sisterhood Exchange that I encourage you to check out. Also, if you would do me a small favor, and if you're listening online, if you haven't already done so, if you would click on the blue follow tab that is on the website for the radio show on the Blog Talk radio show, blogtalk.com / Sisterhood Exchange. Click on that blue follow tab, and that will add you to the list of followers, and you'll get notifications for when the show is going to start and if there are any changes that I need to make to the show. So, as I was saying before, the format is changing. We've completed the discussion of the book. The book, of course, is still available for purchase if you'd like to. If you don't already have it, you can get it from my website, which is michellehollinger.com, and you can also order it from amazon.com if you prefer to have it in ebook format, or you can get it in paperback from Amazon as well. When you order it from my website, you get your copy autographed. It is also available at independent bookstores across the country. If your independent bookstore does not have it in stock, simply bring it to your manager's attention and they'll be happy to order it for you. Yeah, the book is, even though the discussion is completed, it's still extremely important. And feel free, even though we're no longer discussing it on the air, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook or by sending a message on the radio show's website, or you can get me on my website at michellehollinger.com, or you can contact me with an email at michellehollinger303@gmail.com if you still have any questions or comments. I just want to continue discussing the book because it's one of those books that as you read it, each time you read it, you'll discover something different. It's a very short book, but it packs a punch. So, yeah, even though we're done discussing it, feel free to reach out if you'd like to continue the discussion to some degree. If you have any questions, lingering questions, or anything that you'd like to resolve now that we've completed that discussion. So, the next thing that is coming up, and I am over the moon with excitement about it. It is one of those projects that has kept me up several hours throughout the night. In fact, I stayed up until about 4:30 this morning putting the finishing touches on it. Got up at probably 7-ish this morning, you know, off of a very few hours of sleep. And what I realize is that when the universe is pouring your passion through you, when you've tapped into that inner splendor and your life purpose is revealing itself and you embrace it, you surrender to it, you allow it to flow through you and do what it do, then the energy level that you are able to embrace goes to such a high level that you actually need less sleep. You go to bed with that thing on your mind and you wake up with it on your mind. And that is what is happening to me now, what has happened. So over the past several weeks, I have been working on a new publication, which I am pleased, so thrilled to announce. The name of it is The Sisterhood, and it is a monthly news magazine that will chronicle women who are living their lives authentically. That is, women who are living the lives that they are meant to live, that they are born to live, or women who are in the process of discovering the life that they were born to live. This publication is so powerful, so amazing, so beautiful. The first edition, which is ready right now, and you can get your hands on the first edition by simply subscribing to it. And you can subscribe by going to this website, sisternewsmag.com. That is Sisterhood. Let me get it right. Sisterhoodnewsmag.com. And that will take you to my website, where you can sign up for a free subscription, and you will have the online version delivered to you each and every month. The other huge news that goes along with that is that although the publication is starting out online for the first two editions, the current edition, which is available now, and July's edition will both be online, there will be a print edition available for the August edition. And I am, ooh, Lord have mercy, I am way too excited about that. The first edition of The Sisterhood is dedicated to the Black Girls Matter movement, and it is a phenomenal issue that goes in on not only why Black girls matter, but it also chronicles a town hall meeting that was held in Miami last month to address that very issue, to address the issue of Black girls mattering. And so there's a wonderful article in there in this month's edition about that very topic and the town hall meeting that took place last month. The organizers, two of the organizers I interviewed from Power U and from Dream Defenders, two phenomenal young women, phenomenal, Jonelle and Ruth. And one of the things that they explained to me was how blown away they were at what happened at the town hall meeting. Not only was it standing room only, they had over 300 people in attendance at the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center in Liberty City. And so all of the seats were definitely taken, in addition to people standing around being a part of this very important conversation. And Ruth and Jonelle both revealed to me that they discovered things that really just shocked them to their core, because in addition to them sharing information as it relates to Black girls and Black women, the people in the audience also had a chance to engage in dialogue, and some of the things that were revealed just really blew them away. In addition to, you know, young girls discussing some of the challenges that they face in school, one of those major challenges includes some sexual violence that they have to endure at the hands of adults who are supposed to be there looking out for their well-being. So some of the young ladies actually opened up for the very first time at this town hall meeting, which tells you just how important it is to give young black girls a forum, a safe forum, where they can express themselves, where they can be vulnerable, where they can open up and let people know what's going on with them. And what both of these young ladies let me know was that several of these young ladies revealed powerful information that had never been revealed anywhere before. One young lady revealed information that included a gang rape that that not only, you know, shocked the organizers, but shocked, you know, other people who were in the audience, and shocked me as I interviewed Ruth and Jonelle to find out, you know, what how the town hall meeting turned out. And to say that this work is important is one huge understatement. Huge understatement. You know, we all know that Black Lives Matter, but one of the things that Jonelle and Ruth so eloquently conveyed during our interview is that when we're doing the work, when community organizers and activists are doing the work across the nation as it relates to Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Mattering, the focus is primarily on Black males, Black men and Black boys, and how the systemic injustices are adversely impacting them. The implication being that they're the only ones being impacted by the systemic inadequacies and injustices. And this is not to say that the work that is being done to address law enforcement killing unarmed Black men and treating unarmed Black men as though their lives don't matter, this is not to say that that work is not important and that work should not continue, but the Black Girls Matter campaign says that Black girls and Black women also need to be a part of that conversation, and that there are a number of Black girls and Black women who have also been killed at the hands of law enforcement inappropriately, and their names do not become household as Eric Garner and Michael Brown and Tamir Rice. And we definitely collectively have our arms and our hearts and our minds wrapped around those young men. And we definitely want to see police officers held accountable for these egregious actions. But we also want women. We also want women and girls who are also adversely impacted by law enforcement, who do not engage appropriately, and who treat girls, Black girls, Black women, as though their lives also do not matter. We want them to be a part of the conversation, and we want the efforts to reform the system to embrace them as well. So this issue of the sisterhood went deep into the Black Girls Matter campaign, and because I believe that when you identify an issue, when you identify a problem, you should also identify solutions. Ruth and Jonelle discussed a solution that they've been working really hard to get implemented in the school systems. And there are two schools in the Miami-Dade area that they are working to implement this very promising program. And so they discussed that. The issue also includes a spotlight, a feature on women who know that they matter. And the important thing about spotlighting women who know that they matter is that it gives a picture of what it looks like for Black girls who matter. It helps us to see who they can become when they know that they matter, when they are treated as though that they matter. And so I have a few wonderful spotlights on really amazing women who are doing phenomenal things in the South Florida area. And One of the regular features of the publication will be the Sisterhood Spotlight. And this month's Sisterhood Spotlight, the very first Sisterhood Spotlight, is on a young filmmaker, Farron Humes, who is making her second movie and who needs our support. She's launched a crowdfunding campaign to raise money to make her second movie, which is called Macho. And so I am extremely excited to be the publisher of this new publication. I'm juggling a lot of different roles right now. I'm the publisher, I'm the editor-in-chief, I'm the marketing person. I'm getting it off the ground. And what I realize is that the universe has blessed me with a number of natural gifts and talents that have all come full circle. They are all culminating in my ability to get this publication off the ground. And so I encourage you to go to the website, sisterhoodnewsmag.com, to sign up for your free subscription. The free subscription also entitles you to a free podcast that will be delivered monthly. The radio show, as it has traditionally, well, traditionally, that sounds like I have this really, like, years-long, actually, I have been on the air for, I think, about a year. But anyway, the radio show will no longer continue on Wednesday nights the way that it has been. Instead, I'll be recording a podcast each and every month. I may go to a weekly format, I'm not sure. But at least monthly, a very informative, very empowering podcast that helps us to peel back the layers, that helps us to step out of our comfort zones, that helps us to take these motivational sayings, these positive quotations, to take them from just being something that we read about and to really incorporate them into our lives and to live them. And a part of the way that we will do that is by giving examples of women who are going confidently in the direction of their dreams, for example, you know, by spotlighting women who understand how important it is not to shrink so that somebody else will not feel insecure. And so the spotlights in this publication are on women who are living their lives, who are, you know, feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And what it does is it provides a twofold mission. It celebrates these women for you know, understanding that life is not a dress rehearsal, that we don't have this unlimited amount of time to discover who we are and to live our lives according to our standards and allowing what's inside of us to manifest in a way that leaves a legacy, a personal legacy and a familial legacy, a professional legacy, a legacy that says that we were here, a legacy that says that we did what we were born to do. So a huge part of the mission of the sisterhood is to celebrate women who are living those kinds of lives, women who are not afraid to make a mistake, who are not afraid to quote unquote fail because they know that that's a part of the process, you know, women who are poised to make changes, who are poised to embrace their dreams and goals, but remain forever poised and never take that step because they're afraid of what might happen. That's a waste. That's a waste of this inner splendor that you were blessed with. This publication not only celebrates women who are pushing through that fear, who are feeling it and doing it anyway. It is serving as an inspiration to all of us. It is serving as a reminder to all of us because I think that when we see other women stepping outside of the comfort zone, taking risks, you know, spending the time in the silence, doing their work, and living lives that reflect all of that work, it inspires us to do the same. And that is my mission with the sisterhood, month in and month out, to make sure that I am reminding all of us, myself included, that we're here on purpose, with a purpose, and it is our obligation. It is our sincere divine obligation to allow our lives to be what they are intended to be. So I'm really excited about it. Cannot really put into words how excited I am about it. So yeah, I'm encouraging you all to join me on this new venture. Sign up for the free publication. It is going to knock your socks off. When you see this first issue is so freaking phenomenal. It's a 12-page online edition, and the creativity, the innovation, the visually compelling features, the articles, everything about this edition is just, it's divine. You can see that I again allow spirit to pour it through me, to pour through me, and this edition is what spirit manifested through me. So, yeah, check it out, check it out. Please do check it out. So, and also when you sign up for your free subscription, you'll also be signed up for the free podcast that I will deliver to your inbox, to your email every single month, at least monthly. You'll likely get a podcast more frequently because I have a lot to say about this sisterhood thing and just how important it is for us to activate our SOS. Remember that chapter in the book, activating our SOS and making sure that we leave here with all of our talents, all of our gifts used up. We don't want to take it to the grave. We do not want to take it, when we leave this place. We don't want to have any dreams, goals unexplored. We don't want to be doing the same old things, expecting something different, which is the definition of insanity. So let's not be insane, ladies. Let's embrace our sanity. Let's embrace our gifts and talents, and let's make it do what it do, Let's make it do what it do. If not now, when? If not you, who? Because that gift, that talent, that unique purpose that is inside of you that has your name on it, nobody else can deliver it. It is not for anybody else to deliver it. It's inside of you for a reason. It truly is. And if you have placed it on the back burner for whatever reason, if you have met up with, one obstacle after another as you have attempted to bring it to fruition, if you are allowing fear or, anything else to prevent you from bringing that thing forward, you need to sign up for it for this monthly publication. You need to subscribe to the sisterhood, because I guarantee you that month in and month out, you will be constantly reminded of how important it is for you to live your life fully. And not only that, you'll be provided with the tools to do so. You'll be provided with examples of women who are doing it so that we can see that if she did it, then I can do it too. That's what this publication is all about. And as I said, I'm extremely excited. I look forward to having your subscriptions, and I invite you to please spread the word. I am launching my marketing campaign for it tomorrow, and for those of you who go ahead and subscribe, you will be receiving your online edition of the Sisterhood tomorrow as well. So thank you all for joining me for this abbreviated version of the Sisterhood Exchange tonight, and for allowing me to make this huge announcement. Trust me when I say that the Sisterhood is powerful, and if you have been a regular listener of this radio show, then this is definitely a natural progression for you to be involved in. So, go ahead and sign up at SisterhoodNewsMag.com, and I look forward to dialoguing with you with this publication and with sharing with you everything that I know, everything that I discover, everything that Spirit, the universe, God reveals through me and to me in the name of Sisterhood. So thank you again very, very much for tuning in for this abbreviated version tonight. And I'll be with you again, actually, not next week, but in the very first podcast. The very first podcast will be delivered to you next week, and then you'll get it at least monthly thereafter. Okay? So thanks again. Have a wonderful Wednesday and a fantastic weekend, and I'll be with you again soon. Peace.
Thank you.